The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
And just in case you're feeling like, I'm not up to the task, how about this story? True story, just saw the news. 15-year-old girl. She's very poor. She lives with her dad. He's injured. He can't get out. He can't support. He can't walk right now. They live in India, just outside New Delhi, and they moved there in hopes that he could get a job. Mm-hmm. They're from a village a long way away.
Okay.
Well, they're getting evicted. They have nothing, nowhere to go, no food, power's off. Mm-hmm. All she has is her bike. She puts her dad on the bike and bikes him 1,200 kilometers. She's a tiny 15-year-old girl with her dad on the bike. And she takes, and that's 750 miles so that they could get to their village where they're originally from, where they could be with somebody.
Man.
So I just saw that in the news, and I was just like, that is amazing. And they showed a picture of this little girl. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have our stuff we're up against, but it's actually quite amazing when you have to, what you're capable of doing. So during these weird quarantine times, I've been working on stuff. A lot of people are like, hey, I'll learn how to do this, learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to get better at guitar so I can be like a coffee house acoustic guitar player.
Yes. And the key here is to be in that space, not really be known or paid attention
I don't want,
to.
I don't want anybody to notice me, but I do want to work. How about this? Do you remember?
That coffee place.
Thank
there.
Thank you. That's going to be really good.
In the beginning, there. I'd be like, I wonder what he's trying to play. And then I'd be like, wait, what's that song?
I like
fire?
That song. I guess he doesn't remember because he can't know any of the words at all, but or the chords.
But not bad.
He's getting better. People watching a lot of movies. I don't like horror movies at all, and I never have.
Neither
ever,
have I.
Ever.
I understand doing that to yourself.
I don't either, but thinking it could start a streaming service of horror movies in reverse. So it would be like some guy running around healing people.
Okay.
And then just kind of sneaking away from them after he heals them.
You know what? That's something I pay $11.99
for. Okay. Kind of an inspiring story of serial healings going on.
I'm on board for that.
Okay. Radio. Yeah. It's a tough gig. If you ever do one of these, coffee house gigs, if you're a guitar player.
Why?
Well, Mike Harper, who listened to the show, good friend, said, Brant, I've done this. You got to be ready for something.
Okay.
And that is silence. You got to be ready for something. You got to be braced for that because you know they won't. But then you know they want to applaud, but then when it actually happens where it's just nothing and then you got to go to the next song.
Right, because you're just background. You're just kind of providing some background.
Totally fine. Like, I do radio.
Oh, good point.
It's nothing but crickets. I mean, besides you, I got nothing.
Yeah.
there's just absolute crickets every single time, and I'm used to that. That's fine. In fact, applause would scare me.
What, really?
Yep, it would take me by surprise. I couldn't handle it, so this will be perfect. If somebody asked this online, I think it's a very good question. I hadn't really thought about it before, but what if your pets have a name for you? Didn't occur
that
to
is,
me.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I think it's one of those things in heaven. Mm-hmm. It won't be the first question I ask. Like, hey, can I talk to my dog for a second?
What did you call me?
Yeah, would it be weird if it was like Bowser or something or Rusty or something? Like, no way. Wow. It is time for Brant's Three Things, and that's why we have this big fanfare.
Oh, great.
To underscore the importance of the three things that I am bringing to you.
Don't know that I've ever heard a scribe sing their own fanfare.
Yeah, I had to do all the different harmonies and stuff. So here's one verse from the Bible, and I want to talk about this because the verse doesn't mention anxiety. It's real short.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about three things I've learned about anxiety from this one verse today. Mm-hmm. One verse. So if you're struggling with anxiety, and the verse is from Philippians, it says, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Mm. Think about that. I have learned. Like, we can learn. Contentment means you're not anxious. You don't have to be anxious about anything. In fact, that's the whole paragraph. It talks about, I've had stuff. I've had nothing. I've had this happen. I've had that happen. But I've learned to be content no matter what happens. And think about it. If it's something we can learn, that means the older we get or the more we grow, not just the older we get, but if we actually grow in our faith, we are going to be anxious less. We really are. There is some hope here. Now, we all struggle with it, me included, but there is some hope here. Paul's writing in Philippians. He says, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Think about that. If I was content, or if you were content, in every circumstance, regardless, and you learned, wait, I can be content in any circumstance, you don't have to worry about the next circumstance. Mm. You can be content in that. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens, I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances, so I don't have to be constantly borrowing from the future, the worst case scenarios, or what if it does? Mm. What if it does? I've learned I don't have to be anxious. This is really awesome to be content. We have this weird expectation that stuff isn't supposed to happen. So if it does happen, we're bitter about it. Can't believe it. Like, well, bad things do happen. It takes us by surprise, but maybe our expectations can be more like, no, I know things are going to happen, but I can still have joy. Remember what joy is? It's not just happiness, it's better. Joy is persistent well-being regardless of the circumstances. So yeah, honestly, tomorrow my circumstances might change, yours might, but joy is still available. Like, contentment is still available. That is a huge freedom. Okay, here's something fun you can do with people today. Ask them. I think it's really fun. But you get a 10-second time limit. Give them a 10-second time limit. I'll do this with Sherry.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to have a 10-second time limit. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're having a dinner party. Mm-hmm. You can only invite celebrities whose names start with the same letter as yours. Who's coming to dinner? You have 10 seconds.
Oh, nine, my goodness.
Eight, seven. Ooh. Six, five.
See, it's the
four,
pressure of it all.
Three's gonna be lonely. Two, one, nothing.
Sally Field. It's too much pressure. Now I'm having dinner
it's
with Sally Field.
Sally.
That's what. Me
you
and Sally
you
Field.
You had S to choose from. Think of all the S's out there. I can't
once
either.
You put
but
the name. What do you put the time on?
I did it, and I was like B, and then I was like B, 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 Bob Barker. And that's all I had with me and Bob Barker.
Grant, Bob Barker, Sherry, and Sally Field.
Bob Barker gets there like, is there anybody else? No.
No, just me and you, Bob Barker.
Question, are you going to watch this show? Are you going to watch Haircut Night in America? It's on Friday night.
I can't.
You're not going to?
I actually physically feel like I can't.
Can't.
Yes.
I physically can't. Well, these celebrities are putting on a show where they cut their own hair on the screen. It's for an hour. It's called Haircut Night in America on CBS. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is what I was afraid you're going to say that.
Yeah. Why?
I don't want to watch it either.
I know. And I don't think anybody's going to watch it.
I don't think anybody's going to. They're going to get the ratings back. It's going to get zero. And that hurts me because these celebrities are trying
to put
on a
show. They're already scrambling on how to remain relevant. They've put this together.
And find out that nobody's...
We're not going to watch it.
So what I was thinking...
Okay.
Thank you for listening to our show, by the way. But like, I was thinking we put up like some kind of sign-up sheet. Maybe if each one of us, you sign up for a minute, and then the people listen to this show, we can at least...
Oh, we can populate
just
at least...
a minute.
Yeah, okay.
And you say you have to pay close attention to it. We sign up, and then they'll get it back. And they'll, hey, we had a few people.
Can we do 30 seconds? I'm not going to make it a minute.
See, this makes me sad for them. When I'm with you on it. It makes me sad. We've been talking about anxiety a lot on the show today, and with good reason. A lot of people are really struggling with this. And I want to talk about that, but first, you ever watch one of those survival shows? Like Alone or whatever. Mm-mm. Okay, well, they're out in the wilderness. You wouldn't want to.
No.
I don't recommend it for you. But not that scary. But the first thing you do, you're out there, they drop you off. Like, okay, I got to build a shelter. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing you do.
Right.
You have to have one. Mm-hmm. It makes total sense. You've got to have a shelter. That way, no matter what comes your way, you can handle it. Mm-hmm. What if the wind kicks up? What if it's rain? What if the animals? What if the blah, 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 blah. Like, of course. And Jesus talks about this. And I mentioned this with regard to anxiety because he's like, build your shelter where it will stand forever. Otherwise, you're going to be without one. he said, build it on the rock, not the sand. But the thing is, if the rain comes in and washes away, you're exposed to all the elements. You have no shelter because you didn't put it in the right place. And it takes a humble heart, finally. And believe me, I know this is a struggle. I get it. But to finally say, you know what, God, I am going to build my life on you. Your wisdom, your words, your insight, not my personal truth. You are, capital T, the truth. I'm going to build it on you now. Michael and Brian and Mike from Fellowship Home Loans. Awesome dudes. If you want to call them, by the way, if you're interested in looking into this kind of stuff, you can call them. It's 800-804-SAVE if you want to contact them. And thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Love this quote. I had to tweet it even. Not like Mr. Twitter or anything, but I had to tweet it. It's from Wendell Berry. It said, be joyful though you have considered all the facts. I really like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you like that?
Takes a minute. Yeah.
So, because there's people, like, if you're joyful, but don't you know about this and the other thing and this other thing and the other stuff? And then we're like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And yet, I'm joyful. And where Wendell Berry was coming from, too, is like in the same poem, he's like, have the guts to love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, actually do that and be joyful. But yeah, I don't need more facts, honestly. I know that already. I got it. And yet, I'm going to be joyful. I don't have to be like you. I can still have joy. Hey, what's up? No.
You just have to prepare yourself for it.
It's two buttons that say cool dudes on it. It's cool two, cool dudes one and cool dudes two music.
Yes. Now, to be sure, the other one, if you had that on the boom box.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yes, but you're branding here with Dilemma Street.
This is Dilemma Street. We're out here. I'm snapping. Listen to that. Tune it on the one, two. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up? How's it going?
It's going great, cool. Grant. Glad to be out here on Dilemma Street where people double snap.
Yep, double snap. Everybody's wearing masks out here, or not wearing masks, depending on your own,
your own personal
views.
Yes,
it's exactly what you want. That's all.
We're not here to judge.
We're not here to judge or whatever. We don't care. So what position you have is fine.
Why are you still snapping?
I don't know. Anyway, I had a nervousness. So welcome. We handle your dilemmas here on Dilemma Street. That's what we do. But we're not professional counselors. That's over there on Not Professional Counselors Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my usual very cool track jacket, kind of pulled up at the elbows.
Oh, and, did you do that? Okay.
Yeah, and it's got an embroidered thing on the back. Yes, Dilemma Street Dragons.
Yes.
That's my gang. Mm-hmm. And Sherry's here too. She's looking cool.
Thank
wearing
you.
Whatever.
Bandana is cool. Important.
Yeah, I like it. For real.
Thank you.
For real, wearing a bandana. All right, so this is from, I'll just read it. Hi, Brant and Sherry. My fake name is Roger.
Great.
Waja. And I'm trucking like the doodah man on Dilemma Street.
Trucking like the
doodah man. Is that a cool thing? Or
doodah.
Is it Camp Town Races? Or is it a hip thing we haven't even heard yet?
Let's not get hung up on it.
Or is Camp Town Races now hip?
Okay, it's...
do you know what Camp Town Races is?
I do, yes.
Okay, all right. Yo. all the two-dah day, bro.
We went to you, Roger. We were with you.
Yeah. With a knick-knack paddywhack.
Give it, oh, my God.
Give a dog a bone, you know what I'm saying? Hey. This old man comes rolling home. I don't know what's hip and what's not. Is it the doodah man? Is it somewhere? Roger, I'm sorry. We don't know if it's cool or not.
No, we don't. What would have to be?
I never do know.
He wouldn't say it was. He wouldn't say he was that if it wasn't cool. So it has to be cool.
It has to be cool. We haven't heard of it yet. But that's where I always don't know. So I presume.
I know.
Okay, but I don't. The doodah man.
Okay. Right. I'm sure it's not.
I'm trucking like a doodah man.
Okay, got it.
On Dilemma Street. And as I approach the corner intersecting with Not Professional Counselors Boulevard, I'm wearing comfortable cargo shorts, a t-shirt with a t-shirt with a snarky saying, and sandals with no socks.
All
Here's my dilemma. I've taken the Enneagram personality test, and I scored a very strong type 1, with type 6 and 7 tying for a somewhat distant second. Descriptions of type 1s describe my personality amazingly well, but while I feel like this device has nailed me in my tendencies, I also find it easy to dismiss any recommendations regarding how to counterbalance my negative tendencies by thinking it's not biblical. I guess he means the Enneagram.
Okay.
But I'm not really utilizing the Bible to try to address my failings and negative tendencies either. Mm. That's just being honest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How can I find a balance between wisdom given to helpers on earth and better following basic biblical guidance like being slow to anger and quick to listen? Thank you both for what you do every day. I got to see you both in person when I saw Sherry's play in Harrisburg, copies of your books in the audio and print versions. Thank you. For what it's worth, I think I've got a touch of the autism spectrum disorder. Seems like Asperger's is no longer an official diagnosis, which probably accentuates my type 1 issues above as well. We're just talking here.
Yeah.
I think the Enneagram's helpful.
Uh-huh.
I think the Bible is so wise and it's such a gift. And I'm so thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do anything that goes against God's revealed word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meaning his knowledge, his logos.
Yeah.
I don't want to go against that. But I also think other things can be helpful,
mm-hmm,
to help us understand who we are and to see ourselves in a different way. It's like looking at a mirror from a different angle. Oh, I didn't see that before. I need to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, I feel like that's what it does, is it kind of holds us up to you to help you see what you're really afraid of,
mm-hmm,
what you're really driven by in some ways that might be more unique to you that you didn't realize, in order that you can address it.
Yeah.
And repent of it in many cases. Honestly, it's what we have to do.
Yeah. And I was just reading Proverbs chapter 1 this morning, and I was actually reading the intro to it in my Tony Evans Bible commentary, which again, I do suggest because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about the personification of wisdom in the book and how it's always calling out. And I think that can come from anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where wisdom is calling out to you saying, hey, look at this. Hey, this is not good. And in Proverbs 1, it was talking about eating the fruit of your own actions, meaning when you decide your own knowledge is bigger than anything else, that you'll have the fruit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think wisdom can come from many different places. God can use a lot of different things. Enneagram has really helped me in as much that I think once you have that kind of idea, like I'm a 7, then it stops that searching, for me it did, of why am I like this? How did I, when I read it, I was like, oh yeah, that is how I am. And then it kind of opened me up to saying, okay, but look how you've changed, because I get that Ennea thought,
mm-hmm,
and it says, these are your tendencies. And I can look at some of them and say, yes, that is my tendency. I really need God to help me with that. Or I can say, that is how I was, but God has really helped.
Or with the Ennea thought, sometimes it's just kind of bunk.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Just being honest with
that
you, email.
That is true, Brent. That is absolutely true. Yeah, get out of here with that.
So it's like a tool, and it's more like how you use it. That's where, mm-hmm, the wisdom comes in,
mm-hmm,
I think. And how, again, if somebody says you got something on your face,
mm-hmm,
like, well, how do I react to that?
Right.
Do I take sandpaper? Or do, mm-hmm, I take a napkin? Like, what,
yeah,
do I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I am such a, I'm totally a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a 5, and, mm-hmm, with a little 4.
Mm-hmm.
4s like to zig and everybody else zags, so that's my zig.
I was going to say, I don't know. I don't think I know any 4s.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, so...
we know collective?
Apparently Elon Musk and his woman Grimes,
mm-hmm,
are 4s.
Okay.
Because they named their baby whatever that noise is when you try to log on with dial up.
Right.
On the internet. Like, uh-huh. That's the baby's name or whatever it is.
Okay.
So just, you guys are trying too hard to be different.
Okay, being real 4.
That's
so
a 4
tries.
A lot of artists are 4s in a great way.
Okay.
But it's just kind of like, I don't want to do what everybody else is doing.
Right, right, right.
Okay, all that said, I've listened vicariously to some podcasts that my wife will listen to, or YouTube videos where they get a group of people together, and it's not in a Christian context or anything, but they just get a group of people, like they're all 2s.
Mm-hmm.
They're all 7s. They're all 5s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild to hear how similar they all are, even,
mm-hmm,
even in the way their diction, even the way they talk, or the life they bring or don't bring to the table. And the 5s are a bunch of monotone people like me. and they're very precise. Like, uh-huh, I want to make sure I'm understood correctly,
right,
and this and that,
yeah,
and the,
yeah,
other. And then the 2s are all like, oh, you're wonderful. They're, mm-hmm, all like,
yeah.
But 2s are needy is the downside.
Mm.
But they'll compliment other people in order to get something back. Like, they're really, mm-hmm, that's we all have these big downsides.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting to me, again, is do we have wisdom in handling that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I hear from these videos and what my wife points out too is like they just kind of revel in this is who I am.
Yeah.
This is who I, yeah, you gotta love me, or this is how I am, isn't it hilarious? Like whoa. Mm-hmm. No. The point is to get past my self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. And a one particularly struggles with that. Mm-hmm. A one is so self-critical that it's difficult to let that go towards other people too. You become so critical. Nobody's doing it right. Mm-hmm. You do it right. Mm-hmm. But in the back part of your mind, you're actually castigating yourself. And I know that's what's going on in a lot of one's minds because I've met enough, I had enough conversations. Like mm-hmm. you're just blistering yourself. And so when someone else suggests, maybe you didn't, it's like you can't handle it because it's right beneath the surface. That self-criticism is right there. So if anybody pokes at it,
okay,
whew, mm-hmm. and that can make you really hard to deal with unless you...
You're defensive.
Yeah, but are we wise? Like, am I going to double down on that? Mm-hmm. Well, this is just who I am. Or am I going to say, wow, I need to be more graceful towards people mm-hmm. and myself. I need to, like, so I think that's the key. I think it's the key here. I mean, there's stuff to be... chewed on, there's stuff to be spit out, there's stuff to be swallowed and digested, but yeah. But there's the wisdom to me is in handling it.
And I want to applaud Roger in the fact that it's very rare that someone can think about how they think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that you are even questioning this, the fact that you're taking a higher level view of kind of hovering above how you think and looking down at it, there's a lot of people who cannot do that. Mm-hmm. So... kudos to you for even considering, mm-hmm. okay, now how do I do this? How do I progress in this way? Because that's not something that people do often, especially now in this idea of personal truth. Mm-hmm. To your point, we just kind of sit in wherever we are, and this is me, this is who I am. But to be able to have a higher level view of it, mm-hmm. I think is spiritual in and of itself.
Yeah, it could be used wrongly mm-hmm. and used to misdiagnose things, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of good that can come from approaching something with humility and going, hey, this is an area I need to address.
I agree.
Something. So, yeah. Yeah. I heard myself getting monotone.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm so glad you bring life to it. I think that's what is one of the
contrast of five and seven.
Boring five, exciting seven.
Seven's doing too much.
Got it all here. Fives like to share knowledge or hoard knowledge mm-hmm. in hopes that they can blast people with a fire hose of expertise.
And sevens are like, we enjoyed that. Now, next thing.
Yeah, all right. All right. Okay, sir. Be quiet, sir. We got it. Thank you. By the way, if you ever want to email me with dilemmas or whatever, it's brant@branthanson.com.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to branthanson.com.